working with CEF for the past 2 years. Ever since I was a baby, I've been hearing a lot about CEF because my parents were also working with the same mission. So when I was about 2 years and 5 months old, my mom tried to share the gospel with me through the wordless book. When I was a kid, I didn't want people to cry. But just having the thought that Jesus had to suffer and had to take the pain for my sin, that wasn't okay with me. So what I told my mom was, I didn't want Jesus. But when I was about 3 years old, my mom again tried to share the gospel with me and told the importance that only Jesus can forgive my sin. And that day, I made a decision that I wanted Jesus in my life, and I became a child of God. Ever since then, God has been using His people to help me grow in His knowledge. So after school, I finished BE Computer Science Engineering, and I was waiting to be placed in an IT firm. So at that time, I was helping my parents with the ministry just as a volunteer. It was one of those days in January 2019 that God spoke to me through His word in Matthew 28:19. And God specifically told me that I should come into the ministry. But for me, having the thought of leaving my dreams and going into ministry, that wasn't okay. So that day, I said, no, I need a little more confirmation. So from that time on, God kept speaking through His word, through His people, and through various circumstances that I should do His ministry. It was one such incident when I was at the railway station and God gave me an opportunity to share the gospel with an elderly woman. And she readily accepted the gospel. And when I came back from the railway station, I had such peace in my heart like I've never experienced before. It was like I was doing the right thing. But it was a confusing moment. Should I go into the ministry or should I go into my dream job? And that night I prayed a prayer and I said, God, I have been recommended in that company already, but if it is your will, I should not be selected in that interview. And so it happened the next day that I went to the interview and there were two rounds, and to my surprise, I got selected in the first round. And in the second round, I almost got through, but then they told me that we would get back to you. So after a few days, I got a mail that I wasn't selected, and I was so happy because God made it clear that I should come into the ministry. Now all these events have taken place in a period of 8 months. I was so hesitant all these 8 months. So when I was telling my friend about all these incidents, what my friend told me was, see, God has been clearly calling you into His ministry, but you are not ready to yield to His call. And also my friend said that if you wait any longer, you are accountable for all the lives that you should have reached. That touched me that day. And that night, I made up my mind and I prayed, God, I would do your ministry. So in January of the following year, I was sent to CMI English in and there I attended the CMI for 3 months. And after completing my CMI, I was placed as an intern. After my internship, I was confirmed and I was placed in. And while I was working there, my marriage got fixed to Mr. who was already working in CEF Syndical. And we got married and now I'm working in. There are several instances when God brings children with a need for salvation or lack of assurance to me. And at that time, God gives me just the right word to share with them. One such incident is when a little boy named Manigandan, who was studying 5th standard, attended our camp Good News. The teacher who brought him to the camp told us, just keep an eye on Manigandan because he's very notorious. Really, Manigandan was notorious. But God gave me a time to talk to him, and that little boy accepted Jesus as his personal savior. And not only that, Manigandan continues to go to the Good News Club in his area. My vision for the ministry is to reach the kids wherever they are with the gospel of Christ, and not only that, to help them grow in the knowledge of Christ, and also to train teachers to reach many, many, many more kids. Please do pray for us. Thank you.